This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
This episode of Klein Alley Show is brought to you by the only place with good airport news these days, San Bernardino International Airport.
That's right. Grab your skis and fly to Provo from San Bernardino this winter for your skiing, snowboarding, or just good old-fashioned snowball fights.
Avoid long lines and delays that will litter other airports this winter.
And as always, the parking at San Bernardino International Airport is only $5.
That's right. $5. Go to San Francisco, Provo, Utah. Make your winter dreams come true at San Bernardino International Airport.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. Welcome to your Friday. Welcome to your weekend. It is just after 8 o'clock, which means in less than an hour, we get your name on the standby boarding list, send you to Japan to see the Strokes. If you're killing time waiting for that opportunity, don't worry. We'll make it worth your while this hour. Lots to give you and lots to get into. And if you recall, it was probably about a month ago at this point, Kevin Ryder, the great Kevin Ryder, sat in this very seat for 30 years on K-Rock, entertaining you in the mornings. Now he does afternoons here. And he challenged us for our next bit reboot, or rebit as we call it, where he takes some of his classic Kevin and Bean bits from over the years and asks us to see if they still work in 2026. He said that a thing they had done successfully slash unsuccessfully in the past was they would trade jobs with listeners for the day, and the one that they remembered the most that was the most problematic was when they worked at a morgue for the day.
Yeah,
remember
and I
that?
Think, yeah, and they had different personas. I forget the names now.
Hognus?
I think it was Rakim and Honus.
Rakim,
yes.
And Honus.
Yeah.
And
I think Bean passed out?
No, Kevin.
Bean
loves that weird stuff. Kevin, yeah. I think, threw up and passed out. We have listeners that have reached out to us since that conversation and said that they are loosely tied to morgues or to crematoriums.
I'm loosely tied to morgues.
Like they know 1 degree separation.
I know someone who's in one.
But on our phone right now is a listener of ours, Stephanie. And Stephanie, you are a mortician?
That's correct.
And first of all, hi, nice to chat with you. You understand we've been challenged with this terrible task of having to go do a listener's job for the day, and the one that Kevin Ryder would like us to start with is working at a mortuary, and you work at one every day?
I do. I'm in a funeral home, also crematory as well.
And what is it that your job is specifically?
Specifically, I'm doing a lot of work in the prep room, which is very closely related to a morgue, if you will, and I do a lot of planning funerals and such with families who have a to see someone.
Right, but you don't do like the makeup or the
embalming.
Oh, you do all that stuff.
Not the embalming, but I do the makeup, yes.
Do you think more people now though are just going for the old ashes?
They are. It's more cost effective, and then I mean when you're paying for property, I mean it's quite a bit of money, so and it's just a lot easier, and you don't have to plan a service right away. You could just kind of do it at your own pace.
No one pays for makeup and ashes, right? I mean, if they're going to do the ashes, they
do her up real nice, then burn her.
They don't do the makeup, right?
They do, unfortunately, and it's like, it kind of feels like it's a waste of my work.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because they want them to look their absolute best before they decide, yeah. I don't want to do this because I find the work you do to be very interesting, but I'm not the type of person that could handle myself in that environment. However, we've been challenged by Kevin Ryder to do it, and you listen to our show, but we are not allowed to go to your mortuary, correct? Because we're not certified.
That's correct. You do have to be a licensed funeral director and or be with a licensed funeral director. In my case, I'm a licensed funeral arranger. So in order for me even to be inside the prep room, I have to have a funeral director with me. So, and then even any outside electronics outside of any of our equipment, such as cell phones, AirPods, are not even allowed in the prep room.
Yeah, because I don't want any pictures to get out or any...
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly. Drop into someone, right.
I mean, they don't want the deceased to call their side chick. You know, it's a whole thing.
Right, I get it. So that's fascinating. And you're unfazed by it now because you've been around this for so long that the smells, all the stuff that would, you know, nauseate regular normies like us don't seem to bother you, right?
I mean, my husband says that, I mean, he says sometimes I'll come home, he'll tell me hi, and he's like, please go take a shower. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't smell it anymore. He does.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's like, you know, we have a listener who's a garbage man, and he scrubs, but those smells don't bother him anymore.
Right,
but he comes home
like
and showers and makes sure that he doesn't smell like his job. So, I didn't realize. So what does it smell like? It just smells like death, or it smells like embalming fluid, or both?
Everything. I mean, it smells like death. It smells like embalming fluid.
Formaldehyde, all that stuff.
All terrible smells.
It probably smells a lot like the Jake Shack, I would imagine.
Well, isn't it true that dead people, as soon as when they die, they poop?
They fart a lot.
They do. There's that one final pass of gas sometimes. I remember the first time I heard that. I was unfortunately on a removal, and hearing that in the back seat, I almost got in a car accident.
You were driving a corpse in the back seat, and you heard the corpse fart while you were driving it?
Yes.
That would terrify me.
Oh, my good God.
He's awake and farting.
And no one notified you that you had to learn about that the hard way.
Thank God I had my assistant with me, and he was the one who was like, hey, relax, it's okay, it happens.
Oh,
like, okay.
My God.
Is there an official name for the final fart in the same way that there's a name for the baby's first poop, the Marconi or whatever? Is there an official, I think that's the same thing that they call the radio awards. It's the same name as the baby's first poop.
Marconium,
yeah. What is the, is there a name, like, for the final fart that someone gives after they're dead?
No, we just kind of joke around, like, oh, he pooted.
We got to come up with that.
Man, it sucks that you're dead for that, because I bet it's so satisfying.
It probably is.
One last.
It's like the exclamation point at the end of life. Right there. So the reality is you can't help us because we're not allowed to go do that job for a day. But do you have suggestions for where? Because Kevin Ryder asked us what the update is, and Allie and I said we have not gone to work at a mortuary yet.
What I would recommend is even in my case, I did a tour at the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. They do have a program, almost like a Scared Straight kind of thing, where it's for like drunk drivers and young children and things like that. So you can even reach out to Los Angeles County Coroner's Office and see what they might offer for tours or what they would do on that end.
Mm. Can you believe to call the coroner's office and be like, do you do tours?
So people,
they do something like that.
Wow. Well, like if someone gets busted for a DUI, they'll force them to go look at dead bodies or something to scare them straight?
Yes,
no way. Really? It's like DUI traffic school?
Huh.
Yes. That's crazy.
All right. Well, thank you for the tip off, and nice to chat with you, and thank you for listening to the show.
Will do. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Would you now, because you do makeup on a lot of corpses, would you be opposed to doing Allie's makeup before the next big show event? Like, do it like she's a dead body, like a bloated corpse?
My work is not that good. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Hey.
It's perfect.
Still, that's exactly what we're looking for. All right. Well, there you have it. So there's the update. We need to call the LA coroner's office.
I feel like I'd look better with embalming fluid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd probably look good embalmed.
I think embalm is kind of like Botox-y, right? Because then it's supposed to, let me ask her. Hold on. Hey, Stephanie, if we embalm...
Now I know why we're not allowed in a morgue.
Stephanie, if we embalm ourselves while alive, or like you just take a little bit of the fluid, almost like a peptide injection, is that going to make us look nice and glowy and smooth?
I have heard that before, that I guess when it comes to Botox, that there's a small bit of formaldehyde. I don't know how true that is, but I mean, I'm still rocking my wrinkles, so I have no idea.
Yeah, because if they're able to take dead bodies and make them presentable, then imagine what they could do with these live bodies.
562 said that they did this. I got my DUI and I had to go to the coroner's office and take a class and go see all the dead bodies and watch a video and spend the day at the coroner's office in L.A.
I would throw. I mean, I know that we have to do it, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going to throw up. But that's fine.
I wonder if they have, like, you know, they have, like, jokey traffic court. Or
if they have jokey corpse school.
Just a bunch of final fart noises.
There it is.
Anyway, get out of here. Drunks.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.